Drought is testing the water call settlement. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. An historic water agreement approved by Idaho legislators in 2015 to resolve decades of litigation between the Eastern Snake Plains groundwater and surface water users could soon face its toughest test yet. Those words from Idaho House Speaker Scott Bedke. The Eastern Snake Plain Aquifer supplies water to about 2 million acres of farmland, as well as cities and industries. About half of the irrigation supply is surface water and half is pumped from wells. Aquifer levels have been declining since the 1950s due to increased well irrigation, thereby depleting springs that bolster river flows and injuring surface water irrigators with senior water rights. Years of drought and the increased use of efficient sprinklers rather than flood irrigation, which allows excess water to seep back into the aquifer, have also played a role in the declining aquifer levels. Bedke has publicly stated that if we don't get about 120% of normal precipitation this year, it's only at that point, that much above average, that any of the seniors get full water right. We still do live in the arid west, he said, and this part of the state is agricultural, based on production and processing and everything that comes around it. Under the agreement's terms, participating groundwater users were given safe harbor from water calls. In exchange, they agreed to reduce their groundwater use by 240,000 acre-feet per year, representing a reduction of about 12% from historic use. Produced by the Ag Information Network.